Thank you. Thank you. From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology.
And we just heard from this wonderful LP, The Art of Charles Mingus, The Atlantic Years. And we heard Reincarnation of a Love Bird. That was, look, here's Pepper Adams on a session. Oh, anyway, on this session, Haitian Fight Song, Tonight at Noon, and Reincarnation of a Love Bird. I like the little Charlie Parker Bird quotes there at the beginning. It's from March 12, 1957. The recording engineer was Tom Dowd. Personnel, Charles Mingus, bass and leader. And you better be looking at him for this arrangement. Curtis Porter on alto sax, Jimmy Knepper trombone, Wayne Leger piano, and of course Danny Richmond on drums. That is just really great. That is so ahead of its time. And before that, we came back with the rest of. Of Strutting with Some Barbecue, Lil Hardin on piano. This is the Louis Armstrong Hot Five. Lil's there, Johnny St. Cyr's on banjo, and Kid Ory is on trombone. And we started out, well, that's what we started out with. In between, a little fascinating thing that some musicians have. Rock and roll musicians or musicians that might have heard of Charlie Watts, drummer with the Rolling Stones. He had quite a fascination with getting a big band started, and especially having to be able to go play at Ronnie Scott's, which he played many a time, but he wanted to do it with a big band. So that was 86, and a month later this recording happened in United States, live at Fulham Town Hall. We heard Flying Home with Charlie Watts, John Stevens, and Bill Eden on percussion and might be double drums here. Piano is Stan Tracy vibes, Jim Lawless, and Bill Lesage. Basses is Ron Matheson, Dave Green. Cello is Jack Bruce, of course, bassist with the Cream. Trumpets, Colin Smith, John Heckeridge, Steve Sidwell, Harry Beckett, Ted Emmett, Jimmy DeShar, and Dave DeFries. In the trombones, Paul Rutherford and Whitehead, Chris Pond, John Pickard. In the tenor saxophones, Don Weller, Evan Parker, Alan Skidmore, Bobby Wellens, Donnie Moss, Courtney Pine, alto sax, Peter King, Ray Warley, Willie Garnett, and on baritone saxophone, Gail Thompson, clarinet and flute, Olaf Voss, 86. It's the interesting phenomenon that Charlie Watts actually pulled off. Took a few years, but he finally was able to do that. Next up, an album that went to the number one on the Billboard charts in 1963. Stan Getz, Charlie Bird guitar, Keeter Betts bass, Buddy Deppenschmidt drums, Gene Bird guitar bass, and Bill Reschenbach on percussion. And I'm going to break down these tracks some other time, but this is Bossa Nova that hit the United States, and we're going to hear One Note Samba, one of the first jazz guitar pieces that guitarists will learn. Listen to Passport Modern Jazz. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Well, something happened there. That was Frank Foster from Shiny Stockings, and that's the tune Simone. And he, I don't know when I was looking to see when he wrote that, because that's a really cool jazz standard that a lot of people play, along with Shiny Stockings, along with many. Frank Foster received 2 Grammy Awards for an arrangement of Diane Schur, Deedle's Blues, Best Arrangement accompanying a vocal in 82nd, in 87, and the second for an arrangement of George Benson's Basie's Bag, which is Best Instrumental Arrangement in the Jazz Corps category in 1988. He won a lot of awards, and he led and composed and orchestrated for starting out the Basie Band when he got out of the service, and also for Carnegie Hall Jazz Ensemble, Detroit Civic Symphony, Ithaca College Jazz Ensemble. In fact, he was teaching in New York at the State University at Buffalo. He passed away in 2011. He was really great. He had a long run. He also took over for Thad Jones in the Basie Band in 85 as leader. And besides orchestrating, and orchestrated for just about everybody. He has a list, a huge list, and I'm trying to find more on him, and just forgot all about him and all these tunes that come up in jazz that Sarah Vaughan. Oh, he arranged Mack the Knife for Frank Sinatra. He was a sideman with Count Basie, but he also on 1 o'clock Jump and on Eagle MC too, but he's also one of the arrangers there. And then he was with Donald Byrd, which is pretty much out there. And then he started a band with Elvin Jones, which got pretty well known for a while as a big band, pretty progressive big band. And they turned in, did a lot of things with Elvin Jones, and not just playing. He's on the Main Force. He's on a lot of Elvin Jones stuff. Horace Parlon, Duke Pearson, Ronnie Matthews, and I think I studied one of his arrangements at school. So, great arranger, great player, and I like that solo because it's so modern. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz.
Thank you. fast asleep like Rip and Winkle, lost in a dream for far too long, while his life went on without him, and the whole world forgot his song. Having a nap like Mr. Winkle, off of the map and laying low, lost his spark, misplaced his twinkle, taking a snooze, but don't you know, now he's awake, yes he's alive, make no mistake, he still won't take no jive, yes he's earned most every wrinkle, he sees the world in shades of gray, 'cause time off has made him wiser than that young man of yesterday.
And you're listening to Jack. You listen to in the background is Chico Freeman, but we just heard from Jackie Ryan, Gerald Clayton, piano, organ, John Clayton bass, Gilbert Castellanos on trumpet, Graham Decker on guitar, Abed Caldera on drums, and Ricky Woodward on sax, and we heard Rip Van Winkle. Trumpet here, Clyde Kreiner piano, Cecil McBee on bass, Billy Hart on drums. Each One Teach One, from Chico Freeman Tradition in Transition. Tradition in Transition. Excellent. This has been Passport to Modern Jazz for this Tuesday, June 11, 2013. Hope you enjoyed the jazz. We try and keep track of as much of it as we possibly can with all the hot jazz out there and the 90 years behind it and the reissues that keep coming out, too, and changes that keep coming on in jazz, because it's very, very always revolutionary and always changing. A couple people back, we heard from organist Dr. Lonnie Smith from Jungle Soul. We heard that tune. We heard the title cut. We're here every Tuesday from 10 to 12 with a repeat. Always here. We're coming back up from sound-wise here at Cypress Lake Studios to come in and record live Monday to Tuesday. KRBS Radio, AKD on the campus of University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Catch us on KRBS.org and a playlist if you want. Find that at Passport to Modern Jazz Facebook. Take it easy. It's John McGagney. I'm going to see you next week.